week, Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is Raiders of the North Sea, and I have the mastermind himself behind the game. I have Shem with me today. How's it going, Shem?
Good, thanks.
Thanks for coming on the show. I mean, it's we had to work out some scheduling with Shem because he's all the way over in New Zealand. That's correct.
Yeah, that's correct.
I've you know what? When everyone always asks me where I would want to go visit, I always say I want to go to New Zealand because it just seems like such a beautiful place to be.
Yes, yeah, that's not bad. Yeah,
it's not bad. It's all right. So, well, Shem, why don't you tell people a little bit about yourselves and what you are doing for the game?
All right. Well, I've been designing games for about 7 years now, I think, and this will be my second Kickstarter campaign. The first one was last year for Shipwrights, and this one is a sort of sequel, a thematic sequel, I guess, to that one. Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Well, tell us a little bit about Raiders of the North Sea. Now, you said it was a sequel to Shipwrights, which was last year.
Yeah.
And so just to let listeners know, are you going to have to own Shipwrights to play Raiders?
No, it's a completely different game. It only follows a theme in the artwork. So in Shipwrights, you're basically building these ships as the main goal of the game. And then Raiders goes to, basically, you're on your ships and you're going out and raiding outposts and fortresses and such.
Awesome.
Yeah, so it's a different game mechanically as well.
Cool. Well, tell us a little about it and how it all came about.
So it came about from Shipwrights. After that one, I thought, all right, I'll do a second one because it was a good, successful campaign. And I already knew I wanted it to be Raiders of the North Sea, you know, focus on the raiding. So it was actually my first time creating a game with a theme first, which has proven to be pretty good. So I might do it more in the future.
There you go.
Yeah, so I had about, I think all up, maybe 8 or 9 different games. I was like, you know, I'd create a game and scrap it and create a game and scrap it. And eventually I got to Raiders, which has a cool mechanic that I dreamt up one night of where you place a worker, like kind of like worker placement in a way. You place a worker on a building, you get the action, and then you pick up a different worker from a different building, get that action. So rather than like everyone places their workers, it's just kind of a there's no rounds, it doesn't finish, there's no refreshing the board or anything, so it just keeps going. And that's kind of the main core mechanic of Raiders.
Sweet. And so you're basing it in the same world as your first game, and you have the same illustrator that is doing the art, correct?
Yep, that's correct.
So, and I really like it. I love the look and the feel of everything. It's I think you went down the correct path with that for sure.
Yeah, no, he's great guy to work with too.
That's awesome. So, with as we're recording today, you guys still have about 6 days left to go in your campaign. It's scheduled to end on April 29th, but you guys are already well successfully funded and have met a lot of your stretch goals, so congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it's going really, really well. Better than I thought, so that's always good.
Well, that is always good. So it's always good to have better experience than not. So with your first Kickstarter, did you learn anything from your first Kickstarter that you applied to the second one that maybe was kind of like, oh, well, I'll do this differently type of situation?
Yeah, definitely. I learned a lot financially, what not to do. Because I think on the first one, I basically sold a lot of my other old games really cheap, which lost a lot of money, so
That's unfortunate.
So you learn those sorts of things along the way.
But
also just keeping it very simple. There's no extra shipping costs. It's all just one price for anyone, which has worked out well. It just means you have to get that price bang on so no one complains, or which no one has, which is great.
Good.
Yeah, so I always like to make the games as affordable as possible. So, because I'm more interested in just selling games than trying to make lots of money. So, you know,
Well, that's good. We appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm a designer, so I just love to create things and get them out and done, move on to the next thing. So that's my main focus, really, is just to sell as many as I can, not to hold lots of stock or anything like that. Yeah.
That's cool. So we know that the game is going to be made and lots of extra things are added to it, and that's awesome. So when do you plan and hope to have the game out to the backers and then to the public?
I have put December this year. I think last year they started arriving in about August to around sort of Australia and Asia, because I send from Hong Kong and then also send from the UK and from California. But the two shipments that go out from Hong Kong take longer, so an extra 4 or 6 weeks. So people can start expecting Raiders in Asia and in Australia and parts of South America probably around maybe October. And cool. then for the US and for New Zealand and Europe, you can probably start expecting them maybe November, but I'd say more December. It just depends on shipping and that sort of thing.
Well, good. It'll be a good Christmas present for everybody, right?
Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully, the rise before Christmas. That'll be good.
Yep. There you go. If not, then it'll be a late Christmas present. Yeah. It still works. It still works, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So, if people go and check out your Kickstarter, it looks like you already have plans for a third game for next year, correct?
That's correct. Yep. Explorers comes out next year, hopefully.
So, can you tell us a little bit about what that game is going to be about?
Yeah, so that one is, you've built your ships, you've raided, and now you're kind of exploring new lands. So it's a tile-based game where you build the map as you go sort of thing, but you're moving across the map as well. So it's not just the Carcassonne feel where you place and claim. It's you place and then you've got to move your ship and your Vikings out, you're raiding settlements, you're capturing livestock and delivering them back to the main island. And you're, controlling territories and all that sort of thing. So it's a very fun game. There's no real player interaction other than, ruining someone's island they're trying to build, that sort of thing.
Gotcha.
So it's a much different game from Raiders and Shipwrights, which is what I'm trying to achieve, three very different games. But it's going to be a beautiful board. All the little hexagon tiles will be illustrated by the Mato, and it's going to look amazing, so...
Yeah, well, I just love the concept how you're deciding to keep everything within the same world, but it's three different games and different feels to the game, but it still has the same feel because it's based in the same world, has the same art and all that. So I think that's really cool. I think that was a really smart idea to go down.
Thanks. Yeah, it's been a cool project to work on. Yeah.
Definitely. So this game looks awesome. I mean, and you've put out great quality products. I mean, I remember when I was getting this podcast going, I saw Shipwrights, but I think when I started getting the podcast going, it was already ended, and I was like, oh, well. But at least I got you on for Raiders this time for sure. So that I really like. I just lost my train of thought. This is good quality podcasting right here, people. Let me tell you. But I mean, so it's awesome that we're going to be expecting this game this year, whereas sometimes we're waiting a long time. So that's exciting that the backers can be able to do that and everything. Was there any of the stretch goals that you were excited that you reached or ones that you hope to reach in the next week or so?
So we're about just under 3,000 off the middle coins, which will be very cool. I think lots of people are saying how much quality they add to a game or value they add to a game when you have middle coins that can clink and you can stack them up. So I'm excited for that one. And also,
definitely.
What are we at? About 20,000 off what will probably be the final stretch goal will be the cool little custom wooden bits, which was a big challenge because you have to blind draw the plunder out of the bag. So I thought
okay. They
have to be cubes because you don't want to feel the difference. But it looks cool with the little difference. So I had to make a piece that was three different pieces that were very similar to feel when they're small. So you can't tell, oh, that's a horse, you know, you can't fit around the bag and find what they are. So it was a challenge to make bits unique, but yet still very similar in feel. So that's
yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
That makes sense. No, that is cool. And those little intricate things definitely add a lot to gameplay and just the feel of it. Like you were saying, it just feels, you know, more real, and you're more immersed in the game when you have like metal coins and stuff like that.
Definitely.
So that's really cool. Well, I definitely think, I mean, you're not that far away. Like you said, you're only about a little under 3,000 to go until you reach that. And the way that you've been progressing forward, I think that's definitely something that you could reach for sure.
Yeah, I think so. Yep.
So that's awesome. Shem, I don't want to take too much of your time. I understand that running a successful Kickstarter is a very busy work, and you have to do updates and all sorts of stuff, keeping on top of things. So thank you for your time. I really appreciate you being on the show today.
Cool. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. And tell people a little bit about where they can find out more about you or more about Garfield Games.
Garfield Games. You can find me at garfield.com or just on Facebook. You can look us up and you can ask me whatever questions you want, really.
Sweet. As simple as that.
Simple.
And don't forget, people, to go check out the Kickstarter, and you still have about 6 days left to go back it, or less, it depending on when you're listening to this. So this is something that you definitely should get behind, and it's just a really cool theme and feel of it. I love Vikings. Yeah, that's kind of like actually my family history, so I come from that area, so it makes me want to play the game even more now. So thanks again, Shem. I really appreciate it, and good luck with all your future projects as well.
Oh, thank you.
And a thanks to Dan Patrice from the Geek All-Stars for our intro and outro. And remember to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on the Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.